to another Blind Abilities Teen Cast production. And today we have a very special guest, Siobhan from Fashion Insights. She will be giving us a demonstration of how she applies makeup and the products she uses from a totally blind perspective. We hope you enjoy.
I'm going to do a makeup boom. Applying makeup if you're visually impaired. So I've got various different products that I use. I do tend to use Clarins skincare, but also most recently I'm starting using some of the MAC products, which I found to be really, really good. So I think we're going to stick with MAC today. So I've brought a primer last week from MAC. So before you do anything else, make sure you have a really good skincare regime. Make sure your face is always moisturized, clean before you apply any form of moisturizer, toner, cleanser, and that sort of thing. So I always cleanse my face, which I have done. That's normal for me, really, to start off with a cleanser and toner. And then I do another toner because I find it really, really rehydrating for my skin. So after that, I then use a serum-based product, which is from Clarins, which helps to seal the skin and, I know, give it another level of rehydration. So then I will use a moisturizer, which again is from Clarins. And that is a really good one for the skin because it keeps all the oils in. It's excellent in terms of rehydration again. So there are so many different ones that I like to use because I think it's excellent for keeping your skin really clean and really healthy. Then we get onto the most exciting part. I then put the primer on, which today, like I say, is going to be MAC. And I have a couple of pumps and it's in the base of my hand and I've just dropped the lid, but I'll find that in a moment. So I rub it together and I put them on my cheekbones, my chin area, down my nose and across my forehead, and then rub it all in evenly across the face, which I find very easy to apply. Some products I found can be quite thick, like lard, and I really don't like that feel, but I like the really light one. So once that's all kind of settled on your skin and rubbed in, I then will find my foundation. I'm going to pause this for a moment until I've found the stuff that I need to get. Okay, so now I'm all organised. I've got everything in a line on my lap on a towel. I find using a towel really helpful just in case there's any bits of makeup that you haven't realised on the products itself, which mine are, because I do wipe them and keep them clean. But when you're putting makeup on, sometimes you might rub your fingers on your clothes. So I always find that a really, really helpful piece of advice for anybody, you know, even if you're sighted, it's always good just to have a towel. I call it a makeup towel, just down just to make sure that there's nothing going to end up on your clothes, because that would be a nightmare. So I'm using the MAC makeup foundation today. So again, you don't usually have a lot. I always say start off with a minimal amount, because you can always add to it. If you put too much on, you've got to then make sure that you've rubbed it all in. So again, I have a foundation brush here and I mix it all around, and then I just start dabbing it on my cheekbones, my chin, my nose area and my forehead, and then I rub it all in, because then you know that you've got enough for every area. So I'm just at the moment brushing the foundation in. I'm just making sure that it's covered all of my face. And I would suggest make sure that you definitely rub it all in underneath the jawline and the hairline around the side of your face, because you don't want a definite line, because that would look tragic. So, I think that's all applied smoothly. Just rubbing in the lip area, around the lip area, under my nose and the creases beside my nose, around my eyes. Excellent. So that's that finished. I will then use a concealer. Now, some people prefer to use concealer before they put on their foundation. It really does depend on what you like to do. I like to dab a little bit on after I've had a coating of foundation, because I've been told by a few people, makeup artists and professionals, that it looks better. Because what would happen if you put the concealer on before you put foundation, you will then just be rubbing it in anyway, so it doesn't really give you the coverage that you really want. So this concealer is again from MAC, and it's like a little brush. So I'm just going to be dabbing it very gently in the areas that I feel it needs. Not a lot, to be honest. I like using it under the eyes and around there, because it just gives it a brighter look. I'm doing the very basic here. I'm not going to be doing eyeshadow. I've already had my eyelashes tinted, and I've already had a treatment, beauty tattoos on my eyes for eyeliner, because I find it easier and less time consuming to have it done for you. And actually, the beauty tattoo lasts a long, long time. And I find, personally, I much prefer that than trying to do it myself. Don't get me wrong, I do eyeliner occasionally, but very rarely. So the concealer has now been applied. I'm just going to rub in as much as I can do. Just dab it in so it's sorted. And once that's almost done, I'm going to then use a concealer which goes around the eyes to give it a much brighter look. Just another extra form. So we have that, and so that feels fine. So the next one I'm going to use is actually from Clarins. It's not all from MAC makeup today, it's from Clarins. And that's just me turning the bottom to get any of the concealer out. So this is like a brush again. You twist the bottom and it comes out the top in amongst the brush brushes. I find it really, really helpful. You don't have to worry about using lots of different brushes and things. Some people don't use brushes at all. I have a mixture, I'm a mixture sort of person. I like to use brushes, and I also like to use the tips of my fingers, because I feel it gives it a better, feel of the contours of your face. But people are different, and it does depend on what you find easier to do. So just because I'm using brushes or not, see what works for you. I'm now going to go on to Studio Fix, which is by MAC, and I think it's brilliant. It really is amazing stuff. And I have to say, this might sound very surreal, but it was Sean who told me about it. And the reason why Sean wears Studio Fix is because he does broadcast. He's a TV journalist, so he has to wear makeup. So, just getting the sponge out of the bottom. I don't usually use a sponge for the Studio Fix. I use a brush, but I've packed it away and I can't be bothered to get it all out. So I am just going to sponge it. Now, where you put Studio Fix is quite important. You put it along the top of your brow, dab it basically, stroke down your nose, around your cheekbones, so you dab it, which I'm literally just dabbing the sponge, but with the brush it's a lot easier. Trying to keep it even as I can. And then I just do the chin area, so dabbing again. But this stuff is brilliant. It stops the shine, basically, but it really does give you a really good glow and coverage. I think the two main things that Sean uses for television are Studio Fix and concealer. He doesn't go whole hog and have mascara or eyeliner or lipstick. I have told him to, but he doesn't. So basically, I'm almost finished for my basic look. Because I don't like wearing a huge amount. I like to have a coverage. I like to look like I've got makeup. But if I'm actually going out of an evening, then my makeup application is a lot more advanced. But this is just a very quick how I do my just daily makeup, really. Like I say, I've had my eyelashes tinted yesterday, so it looks like I've got mascara on anyway. My eyeliner is already on. I had my eyebrows threaded yesterday as well, so they're all shaped nicely again. I'm just making sure that they're all the right way and just using a little eye liner brush to get them all lined up. So that, apart from lipstick, is everything, my lovely fans. The most basic look. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to me ramble. Oh, actually, and before, oh no, I'm not going to be putting this on because I haven't got a brush out. I actually have got another piece of makeup that I do like to wear on a daily basis. It's a blusher and it's like a rosy pink. So it's not a really bright pink. It's just a really pretty colour, so I'm told. It's like a glimmer and it matches my eyeshadow, which is also like a shimmer tone to it. So I put that along my cheekbones as well, just to enhance those. But that's really it, Audio Boom. Hope you have a good weekend and I will catch up with you soon. Bye.
You can contact and follow Siobhan on Twitter at Sibby Mead. That's @SibbyMead. You can also follow Blind Abilities Teencast on Audio Boom at BA Teencast. That's three words, BA Teencast. You can also follow the BA Teencast on blindabilities.com. That's www.blindabilities.com. Thank you for listening. Till next time. Bye-bye.